Poll: Majority of swing voters think debate answers in Spanish are pandering. By Joshua Kaplan on June 27, 2019. A poll released Thursday reveals a majority of independent voters say 2020 White House candidates speaking Spanish during a presidential debate is pandering. According to the YouGov survey conducted between June 21 and 24, 51% of respondents who identify as swing voters believe speaking Spanish during a debate is pandering, while 25% view the move act as respectful. 24% of independents say they don't know how they feel about contenders communicating in Spanish. As for Democrat respondents, 46% stated speaking Spanish during a debate was respectful, in contrast to 32% who view the act as pandering. Further, 37% of Hispanic adults believe the use of Spanish for the setting is respectful and 27% say it's pandering. Overall, the poll said 42% of U.S. adults view speaking Spanish during the high-profile showcases as pandering, compared to 31% who believe it is respectful. 27% of U.S. adults told pollsters they were unsure about it. YouGov surveyed 1,258 adults online with a breakdown of 330 independents, 305 Republicans, and 462 Democrats. The figures come after former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, made headlines for answering his first question during Wednesday's first 2020 Democrat presidential debate in both English and Spanish. The Texas Democrat contended in English, "This economy has got to work for everyone, and that, right now, it isn't." Then he switched to Spanish, saying in that language that we need to include everyone in a booming national economy. O'Rourke, who hails from the Texas-Mexico border city of El Paso, spoke in Spanish at length, then switched back to English. He claimed the Trump administration has focused on helping the wealthy and large corporations over everyday Americans, echoing similar sentiments of the other Democrats on stage. In addition to O'Rourke, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, also spoke Spanish, as did Obama-era Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, who uttered a brief greeting during his final statement. O'Rourke's use of Spanish garnered mockery from political observers alike, including late-night talk show hosts. The Late Show's Stephen Colbert called the Texas Democrat's performance a linguistic surprise before expressing confusion over his thinking for not just sticking to English. "I'm not entirely sure why he felt he had to do that," Colbert said to laughter from the audience. "He's either trying to lock up the Hispanic vote or he's running for embarrassing dad at a Mexican restaurant." "I'd give myself an A," O'Rourke said of his performance during an appearance on CNN's New Day. "I described why I'm doing this, who I'm doing it for, the people that inspired me, and how we're going to meet these challenges. And it felt like I was able to get that across," he added.